USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In an interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell set to air at 1 p.m. Eastern before the Super Bowl, President Joe Biden addresses the stimulus package, his son Hunter, Iran, and the federal minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The president said his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is not likely to survive. He did say Friday that he is committed to $1,400 payments because that is what Americans were promised. Republicans are saying President Biden's stimulus package is too big. Democrats say it's big enough. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells CNN State of the Union,
"We need a package that's big enough to address this full range of needs. And I believe that the American Rescue Plan is up to the job."
Some lawmakers are calling for targeted payments for those most in need. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Iran is hoping to get back on better terms with the U.S. now that President Biden is in office.
Iran's supreme leader is urging the U.S. to lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its commitments under its nuclear deal with world powers. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 as part of what he called maximum pressure against Iran. In response, Iran began to gradually violate its commitments under the deal. Officials have repeatedly stressed the country would not come back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until the U.S. eases its sanctions. Although Biden has promised to rejoin the deal, he has insisted that Iran must first reverse its nuclear steps, creating a contest of wills between the two nations. In a bid to ramp up pressure on the new administration, Iran has threatened to block nuclear inspections later this month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Diehard NFL fans are counting every moment until Super Bowl 55, about 6.5 hours away. It will be the lowest attended Super Bowl ever thanks to COVID-19 restrictions. About 25,000 fans are expected in Tampa Bay for kickoff between the Buccaneers and Chiefs. Among them are 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers. The NFL has announced the Hall of Fame class for 2021.
5-time MVP and 2-time Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning will headline the class, along with 9-time Pro Bowl defensive back Charles Woodson and former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, all three getting in their first year of eligibility. Also in the class 2021, former Tampa Bay and Denver defensive back and current 49ers general manager John Lynch, former Pittsburgh offensive linesman Alan Faneca, former Dallas wideout Drew Pearson, and former Raiders and Seahawks head coach Tom Flores. They'll be enshrined in Canton the weekend of August 5th through the 9th. The extended event will also include the induction of the class of 2020, with last year's event canceled because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
9 people are dead and more than 100 are missing after a glacier snapped off in India, sending water, mud, and debris gushing down a mountain. A dozen workers trapped inside a tunnel were rescued. A wall of water smashed into 2 dams, obliterating at least one of them. A hydropower plant was destroyed and another damaged. 140 workers at the plants are missing. Many villages have been evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.